Did I get a niner?
Okay, so get that on. Okay, so let's start with this. What's your name?
Q-tip.
Where are you going? Who are you going with?
Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it, I gotta get it. I left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it, I gotta get it.
Yep. Happy Friday to everybody listening to Drive Through HR. And by the way, this is Drive Through HR, Brian Williams and Nisha coming to you live every day. And William, I absolutely love the new music. It's opening up my horizon more than I thought it needed to be. So let's
make a promise to the audience that we will refresh our music every quarter. That way we don't get stuck with any one or two songs that really drive everyone into the wall. We'll freshen it up, and we'll take requests. Somebody's got something out there. That way we can also learn something, which, by the way, the Twitter Music app is fantastic for learning about new music, for those of you that care. But anyhow, if you have a request, please send it down into Brian, Nisha, and or myself. And by the way, Nisha has just bought a new home, going through the unpacking phase and the new home phase. So her and her husband have a beautiful new home. So if reach out to her and tell her about all the different ways that she's going to spend money on this new home.
it's fun because it's definitely becoming apparent. So, but they're having such a good time, and it's fun. But that first home, you know, all those decades ago, that was such a cool time. But I didn't have any money to spend then, so it was easy back in the day. So. Well, you know what? We need to get to our guest because she's got some things to share. I can feel it. She always has things to share. That's part of why I completely adore our guest today. Is one of my favorite people, not only in the space, but damn near anywhere on the planet. So hopefully with that said, she will get off me about me not calling her ever, since I publicly acknowledge my admiration and how much I adore her. So, Chris Avrilla, welcome to Drive Through HR.
Thank you so much for having me. So I can actually hear your voice. I'm thrilled.
Well, you know, I didn't actually. Funny little aside for everybody: if you're texting, Facebook messaging, talking through a can, whatever you're doing, about how much you never get to talk to somebody, there's an irony in that, that maybe you should
really
pick up the damn phone while you're doing that, which it never occurred to me that we were having a conversation. We just weren't talking. So
exactly.
It has been an enlightening day. I mean, with the music and I just, you know, bottom line is I think it's all a crescendo. We're moving into a point of one of the most celebrated yet not well-known holidays in the U.S. Cinco de Wimpin is coming up, and I'm mid-prep for that. And it's, you know, again, not the most well-known, but definitely one of the most heartfelt and celebrated. It comes from the right place. Let's be honest.
Totally. Let's be completely honest.
Completely. Blatantly honest. So, well, Chris, if you would, let's kick it off. And if you would introduce yourself to our millions of listeners, and then we'll roll into what's top of mind for you.
Excellent. So I'm Chris Avrilla. I am a consultant. I do work through Recruiting Toolbox as well as my own company. And I started my career in IT and software development and moved into recruiting and HR profession to get off the road and totally fell in love with it and and really just kind of married all of that crazy experience and background into one, and try to help companies with their recruiting process, strategy, technology, training. And I shouldn't even just say it's recruiting, because usually if somebody's bringing me in, they have technology issues, or they want to optimize it or implement something new, and it really crosses the whole talent spectrum. So it could be talent acquisition, sourcing, it could be talent management, it could be talent development, learning and development, but it covers all of that.
Yeah, and what's funny is when you look at the recruiting toolbox, the website, the cast of characters that you all have assembled up there, some of the smartest minds in recruitment and talent acquisition process and tools. So it's just a great collection of both people, but also brains is what a lot of people need to leverage when they have this type of pain. They need to leverage your brains. So you all have put a fantastic cast together. I want to get into that in just a second, but we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about SHRM Atlanta, which is next week. And if you can, take the audience into just a little bit of the kind of the history, the present, and what you think the future is of this this wonderful conference.
The future continues to be bright. It is one of my favorite times of the year. It is amazing what a large and really just so much breadth and depth of experience of people here in Atlanta that we can tap into for amazing content, across all the big content areas. And every year it exceeds expectations. So I'm really excited about this particular year's one, because one of our big goals is we have such a huge membership, is to get people more involved, more engaged, helping each other, leveraging each other, helping make all of us smarter and better at what we do. So we themed the conference this year, Atlanta is your backyard, so come and meet your neighbors. And it's a particularly, theme close to my heart, because I'm the VP of social media for SHRM Atlanta. And one of the things that's been my goal just in that role is to get people more engaged in all the different ways that they can connect with each other, learn from each other. So the conference has always been that way to do that, but that's once a year. So how do we keep the conversations going? How do we keep leveraging each other? The chapter is so big. I want to say we're 7,000 plus members. So we have a lot of different, we have a lot of different gems and a lot of different, breakouts and things like that. But as a collective group outside of chapter meetings once a quarter, how do we keep people talking? And one of the great ways to do that is through the social panels. So, but using the annual conference, putting together such great content is definitely a way to get people in and engaged. And so I look forward to it every year. And I'm really excited about this particular year, because this is the first time we've really actually gone out and invited some speakers to come in. We've been so fortunate to be able to tap into a lot of SHRM Atlanta sponsors and membership to drive a lot of our content, which is great, because you're hearing from, amazing practitioners every day about things that they're doing. We're lucky enough to have William joining us this time, and we've got Joe Gerson and Jason Lawrenson coming in to do keynotes and sessions, and Chris Hoyt and Eric Weingartner and Jennifer McClure, and one particular session I'm really looking forward to, Mike Finca from Equifax Workforce Solutions coming in and talking about PACA and, the impacts coming. I'm just excited. It's some great, great stuff. So I would encourage everybody to go out to the website, check it out, and if you're in Atlanta, for sure, come join us. So.
Real quick note, DriveThruHR has changed our logo. And I don't want anybody to be put off by that, but there's a long and winding story behind it, which we will not get into here. But just in case you see a new logo, we have not been hacked by Anonymous, although we keep trying and asking them, begging them to hack our accounts. We are not hacked. We have actually changed some of our brand standards. So there's that. Next week, do we have a hashtag? And what medium and or what that is? And then what medium do you think that will be? Is it Twitter or your Facebook? Where do you see the social interaction at show next week?
So at the show next week, I would imagine the majority of it that you'll see will probably be on Google+ and on Twitter. We will be updating Facebook, but those will probably be cross posts to blogs that we're writing, things like that. I think, you know, there will be, you know, questions, thought-provoking questions that are going to come out of sessions that we'll probably put on Facebook. But I think, you know, if you really want to see what's happening, what our press team is talking about and thinking about, and hopefully our members who are out there are doing the same and our attendees doing the same. And those are probably going to be the two primary channels, so Google+ and Twitter. We do have a hashtag. It's SHRMATL13. And so definitely plug that into your browsers and follow the stream, because it's really going to be, I think, some great stuff coming out. We've got a great press team. We've got about 10 people, and we'll be utilizing all of our social channels. So, you know, YouTube, we've got Jim Stroud that will be video blogging for us. So there will be things out on that. There will be things on Facebook, Google+, Twitter. So I think you'll see coverage everywhere.
And there's some amazing local talent there that we'll thankfully we'll get to see while we're there. Next week, from your perspective, you've been thinking about this for a year, planning this and plotting and all the things that happen in the conference rooms, etc. What do you want to get out of if you could think about it from yourself for just a second? What do you want to get out of next week?
My personal goal when I go to SHRM, you know, whether it's national or SHRM Atlanta here, is I spend a lot of my time going into sessions that are things I know very little about, but want to know more about or at least be aware of. Things like I think I'd mentioned Mike Senka's session. I'm really excited about that. You know, learning more about what's coming. And what the impacts of new laws are going to be. I mean, just things like that that I don't see, touch, and feel every day, but are big, huge concerns to my clients. To me, it's a great place for me to get exposure to some of these, you know, concerns, pain points, thoughts, things that are going well, things that people are thinking about. So that's usually my goal in going to these conferences.
Yeah, Mike is without a doubt one of the smarter people in our space, especially as it relates to big data and analytics. Just a huge brain.
Absolutely.
On that guy. So as much
Absolutely.
As you can get out of that session. Let me ask a question, both for Brian and for you as well. I have this crazy, you know, first of all, don't do anything that I do. So let's just state the obvious. But I have this crazy approach to conferences where I don't really go. If I know you, like Chris Hoyt, love him, seen him speak a couple times, I won't go to his session. I'll do something else. I'll either be hanging out in the hallways or I'll go to somebody else's session, et cetera. I don't go to people's sessions where I know them, because I have this weird feeling that somehow they're staring at me or I'm going to create some type of artificial pressure. And again, this is all in my mind, which you'd never want to get inside of that. But anyhow, I don't go to my friend's sessions, which I think sometimes pisses people off, because they're like, you know, hey, dude, you know, WTF, where were you? You know, why didn't you come to my session? So first of all, what's your approach? And then I definitely want to get Brian's take as well.
Well, I'm a little bit the same way, but not because I think, and I usually get in trouble for it, too. Every once in a while, I will, and I probably will this time if there's sessions that I think aren't going to get, or, you know, that won't be somebody in there live tweeting from it, then I'd probably go. But because my approach has always been more of, I'm trying to learn some things and get some exposure to things that I don't, you know, that I'm not doing and have my hands in every day, that I end up not being in those sessions either, because, you know, I do know what they're doing. It does touch my world. You know, those are the people that I talk to the most and, you know the most about what they're doing and how they're doing it. So, you know, maybe a little bit of a different reason, but the end result is still the same, and I still get the same comments of, where were you?
Fair. Brian, what about yourself?
You know, mine, it's so funny because it's probably a little bit of both of what you said, but at the end of the day, I don't want to sit there and if I'm being truthful about it, I don't want to sit there and be bored because I've seen the same thing over and over again, right? If it's something that I'm interested in, I will totally be there because, you know, that's just part of that learning process. I'll take it in. But, you know, most of the folks in the space, we've all, you know, I've heard all their stuff. And as much as I love them, I don't think it's being truthful or supportive to sit there and be on my phone the entire time, you know, stretching and trying to stay awake and getting up and going to the bathroom, grab more coffee, you know, leaning up against the wall because I'm sleepy. I don't think that probably adds to the experience of the audience very much. And it probably takes down the energy a little bit. So I don't tend to go either. It just depends. If somebody's got new content or somebody even asked me, you know, we've had people ask and I just am like, you know, do you want the honest answer or the not honest answer? If you want me not to be honest, like I'll try to be there. But if you want me to be honest, then I probably won't. So
the deep irony in all of this is I actually like seeing familiar faces in my sessions.
So if you
see those
turn up to my sessions, you're both in trouble.
Right? See, I'm totally – it's such a hypocrite. Yes, yes, Daniel Crosby, I am the Charles Barkley of HR. I get it. But there is a deep irony, and I am a hypocrite and all of that. Really quickly, Chris, you know, as it relates to Sherman Atlanta, how did y'all balance this? We'll just talk about this year. How did you balance being really innovative and bringing in new versus giving the audience what they've had for the last, I don't know, let's just say decades? So it's that tried and true, you know what, you want 15 sessions on compliance, we get it. You want your hours, we get it. How did you balance the innovative stuff versus what you know would work well with your audience?
Well, I mean, it was exactly the thought process in doing this track, this invited speaker track, is to try to be innovative and bring a different set of voices. You know, I worked with the different content shares and you know, understood what they were looking through, what they were bringing in, what they had accepted, and then thinking about some of the hot topics that I hear about and where we had gaps. I had a very, very distinct approach when I went out and invited the speakers that I did. It was very much, you know, because I've had the opportunity to go to so many of these conferences that maybe a lot of our local HR people don't get to go to. But some of the things that I think are really, you know, it's what I hear my clients talking about. It's, you know, things I know that are real issues facing, you know, real practitioners every day, and going out and inviting those people to kind of offset some of the content that we already had that, you know, that we always know do well with, you know, with our attendees. But kind of trying to mix it up a little bit and bring some different messages and provoking thought and discussion and, you know, like I said, our overreaching goal is to get people more engaged and talking more and sharing more. And the best way to do that is to bring content in that are going to provoke exactly those kinds of dialogue.
Nice. Well, let me do a quick reset. Everybody, you're listening to Drive Through HR. Brian, William, and Nishan with Chris Havrilla talking a little bit about Sherm Atlanta, one of the best regional conferences coming up here in a few days, and in one of my favorite cities in the country, just almost 10 years living there. I'm sad that I'm not going to be there, but, you know, can't go to every conference. So, Chris, to kind of take a – just kind of swing around a little more into your kind of consulting – wheelhouse. What's kind of the technology conversations that would be great for people to have during the conference?
One of the things that still continues to drive me crazy, you know, but is why I do what I do, is one of the reasons I actually wanted TinCup, you know, to come and speak. The thing that I think most companies, you know, face all the time is, you know, not only do they have the right technology, but are people adopting it? Are people using it the right way? Most of the time when clients call me, they think their technology doesn't work because either people aren't using it, they're not using it right, they don't understand, you know, what it's there to do, or it was built around flawed processes in the first place. So, you know, those are the kind of things that you know, I continue to face, I have faced, and it's been year after year after year after year. But it's always the same challenges. People always think that technology, you know, is the solution that's going to fix whatever the problem is. And to me, you know, 90% of the time when you go in, you know, it's process that needs to be fixed, or how that technology is mapped to the process, or, you know, do people just understand what the value is for them? You know, are they using it and using it the right way and getting out of it what they could or should be?
Yeah, I've argued for almost the last 3 years that you can have an inferior, quote-unquote, an inferior technology, but if the users know how to bend it, they're deeply trained,
right,
and they deeply understand, and they're in it every day, et cetera, they can get out of it more than, quote-unquote, superior technology that no one uses. So,
right. Amen.
That's my favorite word. Preach.
By the way, William, I did not know what you just said because I've never been to your damn session. So
nice. Well, there you go. That's fair. Well, hey, if you can dole it out, you should be able to accept it. And I have a high degree of candor, so I can take that. And I respect you for doling out there. Recruiting Chicks, you have a fantastic blog. It's just a different take, and you got great voices. So it's just take us into the world of Recruiting Chicks, and where do you want to take it in 2013?
Well, I think, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say Teal would agree. You know, we probably need to spend a little more time on it. Both of us would like to. You know, our whole intent was kind of a way to, you know, put. One of the things that is so amazing about Tila, we can sit down, we can, you know, have our, you know, cup of coffee or adult beverage and sit around and kind of mutter to ourselves about all the things that, you know, either drive us crazy or that we love or works well or, you know, needs to change. And, you know, we wanted to bring that to life, you know, out on the blog. We have two different perspectives, but it's amazing how much is similar, you know, just different approaches or different applications. But yeah, we just wanted to bring it to life, and I think we'd like to do it more often. You know, both of us have been blessed with bustling careers, and you know, we're highly involved in a lot of other things. So sometimes we don't get to blog as much as we do. So we want to take a more active voice, putting our stuff down to paper and not letting our lives get in the way, because we've had a lot of fun with it. We've had a lot of great feedback, and so we'd just like to do more of it.
Well, it's a fantastic service to the community, so whatever you can do and however you do it, please do.
I'm not sure about that, but it really is a great way to mutter to ourselves.
Great.
Great
content is, it raises all of our intellects. Now, dumb shit probably doesn't, but great content, I have my humble opinion. I should never really use humble an opinion. Anywho, there you go. But great content, I think it elevates us all. It raises all of our games. Really quickly, two words, buzzwords, concepts, etc., that you'd like to retire. So when you think of everything that's being said and all the stuff's being thrown at you, just if you could wave a wand and get rid of these concepts, what would they be?
Okay, I'm not sure if I want to get rid of the concepts, but two words came to my mind, like, in an instant. And I will go out, and I'm just going to say, I don't want to see any tweets, no calls, no texts, but I am the worst offender of using these two words. But it's because I can't find a good alternative word to do. So I want everybody to take their energy and focus that you would have put towards saying that you say those words all the time, Hevrilla, and just send me some new words to replace it. And that is engagement and collaboration. I think they're the stuffiest words, but they're just kind of the best words that, you know, I've heard to represent the concept that they are. They're not bad concepts. I think people should be engaged. I think people should collaborate. I'm just so sick of those two words. I can hardly stand myself when I use them.
Well, I applaud your level of self-awareness, yet lack of commitment to change. That is, like, impressive on so many levels.
Right.
And I so appreciate that. So, William, I'm going to throw it back to you. What's one or two words that you just want to, like, just bury and break and never, ever, ever be used again?
Similar to Chris, first, engagement. I think it's like breathing air. You know, you should have blood in your system. Oh, okay, thanks. you made me fucking dumber for saying that. Appreciate it. You know, so, you know, okay, so engagement is one. The other is talent communities. Anyone that's worked in sales, which if you haven't, you technically all work in sales. But beyond that, it's an active prospect. It's who you're talking to that you don't know if they're going to quite buy, but you want to engage in a larger audience. This concept's been around for hundreds of years, and we're treating it as if it's new and as if there's something different there. And again, I like the idea. First of all, I like that we're actually talking about it. I get that part. But I just, talent communities, if someone says that, I really just want to be violent. But we'll probably not go to that because I don't need to get thrown in jail because, you know, that would be bad. But, yeah, engagement, because it just makes me dumber, more people talk about it. And talent communities because, again, I just don't think it's new. I think it's been around or it should have been around in our worlds for years.
Well, and I just think how people use it. I write about it all the time, so I use it all the time. It's another one, but it's usually kind of in frustration because most of what people are terming talent communities are not what I would consider a talent community. They're, you know, they're more like talent pools of people that you send blasts out to. So I just think it's the most misused word, and as such, yeah, it does. After a while, you hear it, and you know, I automatically have a bad attitude because I'm just waiting what's going to follow it, you know. Which is often a good debate, by the way. So I do, you know, I can't complain too much. I love a good debate.
Yes, you do. That's a big part.
As
big
you
part
well know.
Yes, that every chance I get, there is no doubt about that. Well, good words. We'll take those. We'll just nobody ever takes those again. So we are almost out of time. So any final thoughts, Chris, around Sturm Atlanta or just that you want to share with our lovely listeners?
No, I'd love to have everybody out on the Twitter stream and getting involved, even if you can't be there. Again, the hashtag is SturmATL13. So definitely follow that. Chime in, ask questions, and you know, we'll certainly get everybody involved that we can. But no, that's it. That's it for me.
Well, right on. Glad to hear your voice. And always love your perspective. Everybody, follow the hashtag. It's a great – there are so many good speakers, and Sturm Atlanta always does such an amazing job with that conference. It was actually the first HR conference that I ever went to about a gazillion years ago. So just a little full history there. Keeping it real in the 404.
In the 404.
You know it. So – we are going to, Chris, please have a wonderful weekend. Everybody, thank you. William, always a pleasure. Nisha, spend that money on that new house, and we're going to roll out to a little two-pack.
Love it. Thanks, guys.
Extend that song, I might add.